When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well met, fellow adventurers. We are Sir Croakington, and we are already in Wackner's Mat. We're on the fourth floor, and we've got a bridge over a void to cross. What is on the other side? We shall soon see. The labyrinth passage comes to an abrupt end at the brink of a vast cavernous chasm. A narrow, arching stone bridge now spans the perilous void, disappearing into the gloom to the east. Step onto the bridge, taking care with every step. Yes, because you don't want to fall to your, well, I guess, death. Probably death. Although, who knows with Wackner's Mat? Maybe there's some sort of weird thing going on to just top your back off, to teleport you back to the edge because you think, ah, it's too cheap a death. You make your way across the narrow arch bridge, doing your best to avoid peering down over the side into the cavernous black void below. Fortunately, Sir Croakington is very small, so for her, the bridge isn't actually that narrow at all. Alright, making my way east. Lots of question marks on the map because this bridge isn't always there. You reach the far end of the bridge and step back into the maze passage that meets the brink of the yawning, fathomless chasm. Behind you, to the west, the narrow, arching stone bridge spans the perilous void, swiftly disappearing from view as it passes into the dense gloom. Head east into the passage. A short verse has been etched onto the east wall of this section of the corridor. Examine the verse. Ways, then lower, to ways another. One across the chasm is all that can be. Alright, so if I lower this bridge, another bridge will appear. That's just the rules. Okay. A large cylindrical stone wheel rises out of the floor in the middle of this circular chamber. The wheel is attached on both ends to thick iron legs that sink down into the floor. The wheel's heavy cylinder has 12 engraved sides. The engravings on each side depict various numbers of gauntlets. An iron arrow, protruding from the white leg of the curious contraption, points to the side of the wheel that's directly facing the womb's high ceiling. The arrow is currently pointing to the side of the wheel that features an engraving of 11 gauntlets. Okay. There was something about gauntlets in that poem on floor 2. Let's go back there and find it out. Admittedly, I wouldn't be in this mess if I just screenshotted the entire poem, but I mean, I should have suspected that what the numbers are is important. But, oh well. Well, of course I knew that because I've done this all before. Alright. Zoop over. Wait. No, that's the key. That's a wheel. How do I... Oh, yeah. One south of the wheel, the engraved slab. To floor number two. Read the poem in the southwest corner, which you probably remember from when it was in the previous episode, but maybe not precise. Examine the engravers. Okay, it's a pair of iron hands. Okay, that's all I need. Maybe I should, you know, copy over the verse, but nah. Step on the engraved slab. Back to floor four. And now I can step onto the bridge. Taking care not to fall to my doom. Because I'm not in the mood for doom. Head east into the passage. What's to the north? A massive block of grey stone. I went north a bit and a massive block of grey stone sits against the wall in this section of the maze passage. A large wooden wheel, devoid of even the slightest signs of decay, is attached to a thick iron axle that protrudes from the side of the block. Looking to the west, you can see what appears to be a vast dark void. Begins at the end of the car, turn the wheel. Nope, can't do it yet. Probably got to do something with the thing at the bottom. Step on the... Nope. 9 engraved skulls forming a wide circle are engraved onto this floor here. Alright, so that's a teleport place. Probably would come in handy when we don't have a bridge anymore. Because, you know, you need them. Alright, display another at sides. 2. Now, okay, the arrow is currently pointing to the side of the wheel that features an engraving of 2 gauntlets, a pair of iron hands. Alright, and here we go. Turn the wheel. Right, something must be done. Step on the engraved circle. The instant you step into the engraved... Oh yeah, I've got to lower the bridge first. Then I can raise the first bridge. As the first poem we read just said. I had this idea that they would just... That when I raise the first bridge, that would lower the... Would lower... Now, I've been teleported to a circle... Circle of engraved squares. I'm now on the western side. Turn the wheel. With great effort, he managed to turn the wheel. After several turns, a violent tremor surges through the passage, nearly knocking you off your feet. A loud pulsing sound fills the air as a massive bridge of stone slowly sinks back into the chasm to the east. Okay, making my way... Now we can teleport. Now thanks to teleporting, I don't need the first bridge. Turn the wheel. With great effort, you manage to turn the wheel. After several turns, a violent tremor surges through the passage, nearly knocking you off your feet. A loud, pulsating sound fills the air as a massive bridge of stone slowly rises out of the chasm to the west. With a reverberating thud, the giant span of stone stops rising. A narrow arch bridge now crosses the inky void. Ah, let's make our way west. The labyrinth passage comes to an abrupt end at the brink of a thick, fathomless chasm. A narrow, arching stone bridge now spans the perilous void, disappearing into the dense gloom to the west. Step onto the bridge. Taking care of every step, you make your way across the narrow arch bridge, doing your best to avoid peering over the side into the fathomless black void below. You reach the far end of the bridge and step back into the maze May's Passage that meets the brink of the yawning, fathomless chasm. Behind you to the east, the narrow, arching stone bridge spans the perilous void, swiftly disappearing from view as it passes into the dense gloom. Head west into the passage, okay? At the end, there's a little square with alcoves to the west and the south. Gonna check out the south alcove first. As you attempt to move south into the wide alcove, just off the main passage, you're suddenly repelled by a powerful, invisible barrier. Well, something I gotta do first. Alright, and in the western alcove, a large cylindrical stone wheel rises halfway out of the floor in the middle of this circular chamber. The wheel is attached on both ends to thick iron legs that sink down into the floor. The wheel's heavy cylinder has 12 engraved sides. The engravings on each of the wheel's sides depict crowns emblazoned with various numbers of bird wings. An iron arrow protruding from the white leg of the curious contraption. Curious contraption points to the side of the wheel that's directly facing the room's high ceiling. The arrow is currently pointing to the side of the wheel that features an engraving of a crown emblazoned with 9 wings. Okay, send it to another. It was 4 wings on a crown. Alright. The arrow is currently pointing to the side of the wheel that features an engraving of a crown emblazoned with 4 wings. Because any more than that is just ridiculous. And any less than that is silly. Okay. We've got the inverted pyramid formation. Adorns the centre slab of stone in this section of the maze passage. A hand-shaped impression, roughly the size of your own hand, conveniently enough, has been carved into the slab just below the skulls. Place your hand inside the impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment, the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 128 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has just been unlocked. Handy, step onto the engraved slab, down to floor 5. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 5 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Okay, this seems to be a fairly large open area. We've got a ring of question marks around us. I'm going to make my way west. A strange feeling comes over you, as if your energy is being slowly drained away. 4 Neville Reserve drained away. West. Oh, it's the moving floors. Moving floors around me. A strange feeling comes over you, as if your energy is slowly drained away. 1 Neville Reserve down. Suddenly, the mist that surrounds you stir and then suddenly scatter as a large sword-wielding mechanized skeleton trudges out the darkness ahead. The towering automaton moves slowly and unsteadily. Moving slowly and unsteadily, creeps forward and attacks, striking at you with its long, deadly blade. A faint, reddish glow emanates from the skeleton's mechanical skeleton's crudely angled skull. It's a towering skeleton. It's green difficulty. Maybe I can fight it. Yes, I can. The towering mechanical skeleton slashes at you with its deadly blade. Bashy, 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 bash. It is slain. 71 experience. 512 experience in general. Whoa, that's a lot for just so that I just bumped into, with a echoing clatter, the towering mechanized skeleton collapses into a heap before you. A quick search of the strange creature's bent, twisted remains reveals a cloth bag tied to your right leg. You remove the bag and open it, surprised to find it contains a solid silver feather. Let's have a closer look. This feather is made of solid silver. Okay, nothing really. We're not really gaining anything by having a closer look. Alright, I'm going to use it now. So it's on the quick use. So it's on the recently used box. So I'll just be able to quickly use it whenever. With the feather now safely in amongst your other belongings, and the fearsome mechanical skeleton no longer a lingering threat, you properly set off to resume exploration of this level. Okay, and just north of the entrance is more of those twirling floors. Oh, 6 Nether Reserve drained. That's not good. Okay, and what about southeast corner? There's a nothing. Large number of wandering foes remain. Of course they do. Probably not as tough. Oh, trap check. Bonus to 49. 19 from feathery. 20 from aura. 10 from luck. Got to get 62 or more. They're getting slightly more difficult the deeper we go. Pick now. 112 success. 16 XP to feathery. Your well-practiced skill of feathery, combined with your innate sense of danger, and a little luck, has helped you detect and avoid a deadly trap. After carefully marking the snare, to be certain not to trigger it, you once again resume your exploration, now more wary than ever that each step taken along these ancient corridors is fraught with peril. Alright. Now, oh, there's a lone question mark near the southeast corner. Not that near, but fairly near. A stone pedestal rises out of the mist in front of you. Its broad, flat top nearly at level with your head. Resting atop the pedestal is a stone skull. You recall seeing other, nearly identical skulls somewhere else in the labyrinth. The skull atop the pedestal emits a faint, reddish glow. Is that a good sign? I don't know. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's labyrinth. A mechanized human skeleton, crafted out of iron and copper, lurches out of the shadows ahead. The ghostly automaton, its oversized head wobbling precariously on top of its copper neck, staggers forward at attack. Its mechanical skeleton... Moving rigidly, the mechanical skeleton steps forward and attacks. It is slain. 13 XP. The mechanized skeleton collapses into a heap of twisted metal at your feet. You step back and gaze down in horror at the remains as you wonder what ultimate purpose, other than guarding the labyrinth, these sinister automatons were intended to serve. After quickly checking your equipment, you once again set off through the dense mist. We have a suddenly. As you're about to step past the remains of the mechanical skeleton, you certainly spot something odd lying next to the battered automaton. You move closer and discover the object that caught your attention is a long iron bar. Despite the damp conditions of the mist-filled level of the maze, the 3-foot bar shows no visible signs of decay. Believing the bar may serve some purpose, otherwise it wouldn't turn up, you promptly take possession of it and have a long iron bar. It's got an encumbrance of 5 because it's quite heavy as well. This long, heavy iron bar bears no sign of decay. Despite the damp environment, it's presumably occupied for the last 1,000 years. The bar is approximately 3 feet long. I'm sure there'll be somewhere on this level I can put it. A dense churning sea of mist for Neville Reserve drained. It's another mechanical skeleton. Just going to quick combat these from now on. Another 13 XP. two Neville Reserve drained. Good job I have so many of them. The skull atop the pedestal emits a faint reddish glow. This is a stone pedestal rises out of the mist in front of you. Its broad flat top nearly level with your head. Resting atop the pedestal is a stone skull. Recall having seen other nearly identical skulls somewhere else in the labyrinth. The skull atop the pedestal emits a faint reddish glow. Okay. Six Neville Reserve drained. Six Neville Reserve drained. And in we've got a southwest pedestal that also emits a faint reddish glow. And sort of midway up the western side, there's a few question marks. Oh, it's the moving floors, making a little diamond shape. Nine engraved skulls forming a wide circle engraved on the floor here, getting closer to the northwest corner. Nothing happens. Okay. There's something in the western side. No, it's just the moving floors. Nine engraved skulls forming a wide circle. Grave floor. Step into engraved circle. Nothing happens. Okay, we've got a big diamond. A trap check again. And it passed. 16 XP to thievery. Another mechanical skeleton. Quick combat. 13 XP. Yeah. Okay. And so. Trap check. 16 XP to thievery. Okay. So in the northwest corner, we've got a big diamond of those engraved stone circles, which are probably going to be used for teleporting at some point. And in the middle of this diamond is another one of those glowing skulls on a pedestal. It's a stone skull. This one's glowing. I don't think they're always glowing. Okay, trap check. 16 XP to thievery. Mechanical skeleton. 13 experience to various things. That's just how combat experience works. Mechanical skeleton. 13 XP. And it's the same pattern as with the other. That's on the other side in the northeast corner. I trap check. 16 XP to thievery. Alright, and in the middle is a stone pedestal rises out of the mist in front of you. Its broad, flat top, nearly level with your head. Resting at the top of the pedestal is a stone skull. Recall having seen other nearly identical skulls somewhere else in the labyrinth. The skull atop the pedestal emits a faint reddish glow. Trap check, 16 XP to thievery. Alright, and on. Another mechanical skeleton, quick combat, 13 XP. On the eastern side, there's a scattering of those moving floors. Okay, and just a bit. Okay, and three spaces north of where we entered this dungeon is another stone pedestal. I'm thinking this one corresponds to the dial on the first floor. Not 100% sure, and I'm not going to spend the time to find out. Alright, that's also emits a faint reddish glow, and north. A narrow slot, approximately 2 feet long, has been cut into this section of maze. I think I can put the bar there. I forgot to put that in the quick use menu. And use. 64 XP to general, which is the sign that I should have done what I just did, because otherwise you wouldn't get experience. You place the long iron bar into the slot and are quite taken aback when it suddenly slaps back into place with a loud clang. I don't have any clangs handy, so you're just going to have to imagine your own clang. It would seem that you've restored this heavy lever to its rightful place. And now, protruding from the slot, pointing straight upwards, is the iron lever you cleverly replaced. Well, I don't want to say it's that clever. I found a lever and I put it in a lever slot. You can't help but wonder what would happen if you try and pull the lever. Well then, let's find out. Pull the lever! 32 experience to general. That's another thing I should have done. Takes more effort than you anticipated, but after a short struggle, you manage to pull the lever all the way to the left. Well, it's not really a pull. I just, Sir Croken is just repeatedly jumping into the lever. And slowly, slowly pushing it in the right direction. The moment the lever stops, a strange cacophony of clanks, clicks and whirls rises out of the mist-shrouded darkness that surrounds you. So the sounds appear to come from somewhere close at hand, or others obviously quite distant. Eventually the sounds fade away, leaving you once again enveloped in the familiar, eerie silence of the labyrinth. Okay, there was, just to the north, there was a block of nine question marks. I think that's probably some sort of barrier. I never actually... What happens if I pull... No, can't pull it again to set it back. You're just going to have to assume it was a barrier. Because I went and solved the puzzle before I even saw what was... Saw what probably it removed. Silly me. Mechanical skeleton, quick combat, and that'll be another 13 experience. Okay, and another two lore from the lever is another question mark. An engraving depicting 10 skulls stacked in inverted pyramid formation adorns the center slab of stone in this section of Maze Passage. A hand-shaped impression. Roughly the size of your own hand has been carved into the slab just below the skulls. Place your hand inside. You place your hand into your hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression. A fleeting moment, the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 192 experience again. Thought there'd be more to do here. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wagner's perilous labyrinth has been unlocked. But I think there's something to do with those engraved stone circles. The instant you step onto the engraved circle of skulls, your surroundings begin to blur, and a powerful sense of disorientation washes over you. As your vision clears, you immediately realise you've been teleported. Okay, that just moves me to the eastern one of the western side. Okay, step onto another engraved circle. To northern one of the western side. Step onto a grave circle, teleported again. No. Step onto a grave circle, teleported again. Eastern, southern. I'm just going to keep stepping on them. Alright, western of the eastern. Oh, finally! I teleported. I've done a lot of teleporting around. But now I'm in a new place. Now there's a in the big rectangle that makes up this floor. There's a little notch in the top with 3x3 notch, and in the middle of that notch is two blocks next to each other. I'm on the northern of those blocks, and where there's an engraved circle, which will teleport me back to the main room, I'm pretty sure. But to the south is something. A shimmering curtain of silver mist dangles in mid-air at the southern end of this deep alcove. Stepping closer, you can see what looks like the glowing outlines of small feathers floating in the gaseous fabric of the strange veil. Step through the curtain of silver mist. You step into the curtain of mist and are instantly overwhelmed by a profound sense of rejuvenation. Stamina points are fully restored. Very nice. 1,024 experience to general and 256 experience to all skills and powers. I think this bit was technically optional because I've already got down to the next level. But it's a huge reward for just remembering. Without warning, the shimmering curtain suddenly vanishes, leaving you alone in the dark at the south end of the deep alcove. Haven't used the solid silver feather yet. Maybe that'll probably turn up in a later floor. Step onto the engraved circle. Teleported. Okay, I'm just directly north of where we started this floor, as far north as you can go before coming to the notch. Alright, inverted pyramidal formation, step onto the engraved slab, down to floor 6. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 6 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. An engraving depicting 10 skulls stacked in a pyramid formation adorns the centre slab of stone in this section of the maze. Yep, this is the way up. And, okay, this part of the dungeon consists of... well, it's little squares overlapping, and as you go further down... Yeah, it's triangle shaped, this dungeon, and it's got a waffly texture. Okay, at the top row has 4. Right, and all right. So yeah, the first row has 4 squares with paths all the way around. Third row has 3 squares. Second row has 2 squares. I can't really see below that because I'm at the top and the map only stretches so far. Okay, making my way west because there's a question mark. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wackner's Labyrinth, the sinister being of mist. It's the lower half of its torso, a churning cloud of dark vapours, silently rises out of the floor before you, brandishing an axe of fog. You quickly draw yourself into a battle-ready stance as you prepare to engage the ghostly warrior. Mist warrior, begin combat. The ghostly mist warrior hacks at you with an axe of fog, which I guess can hurt somehow. I guess it's really cold. Magic. Yep, brutal blow for 4 damage. Somehow, fog is hurting me. Don't know how, don't know why. It just is. It's magic. It's in the mad. The normal rules of the universe are a little bit flexible in Wackner's Mad. Because I don't think we're actually in Swith when we're in Wackner's Mad. We're somewhere else. A little pocket in the Neverness or something like that. Where you can make things as you must. Your enemy deals you brutal blow for. And stupid-do-do. And slain! 13 XP. The being of mist begins to whirl and then rapidly disbands, separating into thin thin wisps of dark fog drift along the gloomy passage. After quickly checking over the equipment, you once again set off through the maze. Okay, keep going west to this question mark. A sort verse has been chiselled into wall in this section of the passage. Examine the engraved work. Engraved. Engraved words. The verse has been chiselled into the wall in a crude, jagged crypt. You carefully study its cryptic words. Seek six on your way down. Okay.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, and a web of mist woven out of thick. Okay, and now I've got time to go down to the next. I'm going down to the next woe. And a web of mist woven out of thick, waving strands of grey fog spans the passage just ahead. You reach out to touch the strange web, only to discover it is an unyielding barrier. After studying the web for a few moments, you think you might be able to fight your way through it. Alright, attempt to fight your way through the web of mist. It's a web of mist. The web of mist seems to reach out for you with several of its loose strands. Okay, this has a ridiculous amount of health. I don't think you're supposed to fight it now. Alright, I'm just going to keep bashing and bashing. Round 30, 34, 50. There's a chance we might reach the maximum amount of rounds before we can actually defeat it. Alright. Round 80. The web of mist seems to reach out for you with several of its loose strands. Alright, it's more than halfway there. Oh, I go into a battle rage. That helps. Okay, now. I don't think you're supposed to fight these now, but you can. Do 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 do. 125 rounds. So Crocuson's arms are going to ache after this. Bashy, 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 bashy. It is slain. 19 experience and 64 experience to general. The web of mist now hanging in tatters shimmers brightly for several moments before vanishing. The passage ahead is now clear. Your exploration comes to abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth, the sinister being of mist. Its lower half, a torso, a churning cloud of dark vapours, silently rising at the floor before you, brandishing a sword of fog. You quickly draw yourself into a battle-ready stance as you prepare to engage the ghostly warrior. It's a mist champion. Slashes with his sword of fog and is slain. 13 experience. The being of mist begins to swirl and then rapidly disbands, separating into thin wisps of dark fog that drift off along the gloomy passage. After quickly checking over equipment, you once again set off through the maze. Okay, I'm just going to walk. What is another mist warrior? Okay, this one. This fights with this Sword of Fog. Yeah, they're pretty much the same. 13 experience. Another Mist Warrior. Quick combat. 13 experience. I'm just going to keep fighting them because I think you're supposed to do something. Oh, wait a minute. There's a question mark to the east of where we started. Maybe I could have noticed that. And I could have, but I was too busy looking to the west. I'm like I was some sort of cowboy. Quick combat. Quick combat, another one. 13 experience. A small cloud of shimmering silver mist hangs in the center of the passage. Step into cloud of silver mist. The instant you step into the cloud of silver mist, it vanishes. You look down and note with great curiosity a faint glow that emanates from your hands. Okay, that might help. The web of mist woven out of thick. Okay, now I'm going between each woe. In the gaps between each woes is a question mark where there's these webs of mist. A web of mist woven out of thick, weaving strands of grey fog spans the passage just ahead. You reach out to touch the strange web, only to discover it as an unyielding barrier. After studying the web for a few moments, you think you might be able to fight your way through it. The glow animating from your hand briefly intensifies. Attempt to fight your way through the web of mist. Alright, I do. Ah! Oh yeah, this is much easier. A stream of silver mist pours out of your hands and assails the web for 737. 737 damage. Yeah, it's a lot easier to fight those when you've got the thing whose sole purpose is to make you fight them. Alright, let's see, what, 100 times 20 a round? Yeah, anyway, it's a lot. And again, for 552, then 660, 757, and it is slain. 19 experience, 64 XP to general. The web of mist, now hanging in tatters, shimmers brightly for several moments before vanishing. The passage ahead is now clear. The glow that enveloped your hands is gone. Maybe I can top it up. Step in silver mist. Yes, you can. Right. And this is the easternmost of the ways down. Attempt to fight your way through the web of mist. Another web of mist, just gonna bash, relying on the special attack to deal with it, and it is slain. 19 experience, 64 XP to generals. The web of mist now hanging in tatters, shimmers brightly for several moments before vanishing. The passage ahead is now clear. The glow that enveloped your hand is gone, and let's top it up again. Step into the cloud, 16 XP, new glow. And directly south from the entrance fights another web of mist. A stream of silver mist pours out your hands and assails the web, doing hundreds of damage. And 19 experience, 64 XP to general, and the glow disappears. Yes, it's a lot easier when you have the glow. In fact, it'd probably be almost impossible when this quest was actually put out and all your stats were a lot lower. And I'm not even sure if Battle Wage even existed at the time. And the second one along. And there we are. Another web of mist. Bash. And it is nearly slain. And now completely slain. 19 experience, 64 XP to general. The web of mist now hanging in chatters. shimmers brightly for several moments before vanishing. The passage ahead is now clear. The glow that enveloped your hands is now gone. Okay, let's get a new glow. There's another Mist Warrior. 13 experience. Mist Warrior. Another 13 experience. Cloud of Mist. 16 experience. You look down and note with great curiosity. I don't think my curiosity is that great anymore. Maybe only slight curiosity by now. That a faint glow emanates from your hands. Okay, and between the third and the second and the third glow is four columns, each with a question mark in them. I'll do them from left to right, leftmost. Fight my way through the web of mist. Begin combat. And the specials, plonk it out. It is slain, knighted experience, 64 expedited general. Alright, just gonna... Technically, I think you could go through this just... Another... My hands glow again, 16 XP. A Mist Warrior for 13 experience. I think you could go through this one only slaying one for each woe. But then you get less experience. And everyone likes experience, even though for Sir Croakington it just gets added to the big pile. The big pile that is currently 426,371 experience, which is a pretty big pile. It's just sitting there. Waiting for me to suddenly decide, actually, I want to maximise one of my skills. Or do something. Or maybe just sit there and hope we get one of those upgradable items. Upgradable with XP items, like the Glittering Ice Shield, the Phantom Weapons and Armour, Finger of Dread. Other than the Circle of the Wolf, that uses up a lot of your general experience. So yeah, I mean there are uses for general experience other than, you know, just leveling up your skills and powers with them, and I suspect eventually other uses will appear. Although they probably won't demand a million of it, because that would mean people who are new to play and haven't been extensive, that new players won't just have that experience handy. Handy from, you know, just doing the normal quest once and not, say, spending hours going through the bone whore trying to get a ghostly lady, which can give a lot of all skills and powers experience, which turns into a lot of general experience thanks to the quick start bonus. Anyway, let's fight through the web of mist. Just gonna quick combat. 19 experience, 64 to general. The glow disappears. Get a new one. Here's a Mist Warrior trying to block my path. 13 experience. Fair number of wandering foes remain. Another Mist Warrior blocks my path. 13 experience. Step into Cloud of Silver Mist. Another 16 experience. I think by not taking the easy route, I actually cost myself experience. Oh well. Fight my way through. It's only 16, so it's not a big deal. You can find 16 experience just very easily. Just a bit of exploring the realms at random, or just two fights in a with playable. Step through the web of mist. Begin combat. Bash, bash, bash. Go into a battle wage. Doesn't really speed things up that much when he got 790 damage from the stream of silver mist pouring out of your hand and assailing the web. Pity we don't have that power for anything else. But I guess it only really works on webs of mist. It is slain. 19 experience, 64 experience in general. The glow is gone. And then it's the whitemost of the second set of columns. Fight my way through the web of mist. And the special meets out just over 600 damage. 740 at last. And slain. 19 experience, 64 XP to general. The glow that enveloped your hands is now gone. Okay. Pick up a new glow just in case. Another mist warrior. Turns into 13 experience. Step into cloud of mist. Another 16 XP to general. Okay, and just another mist warrior. And now we've got some question marks along the row we just unlocked, and on the easternmost of them, a small triangular socket is set into the wall in this section of the corridor. 9 engraved skulls surround the shallow, sharply angled inscription. I don't think we've got anything triangular yet. Right, and in the middle, there's an inverted pyramid formation. That's the one that lets you go further down. But it's not done yet. And on the other side, another small triangular socket. Alright. And then to get down to the next row, it's there's 3 columns blocking your path. You only have to unlock one, but you get more XP if you unlock all of them. So, all right, another web of mist. Just quick combat. It is slain. 19 XP, 64 XP to general. The glow disappears, which means it's time to go up to the top right and get the glow again for another 16 XP to general. Dwindling number of wandering foes remain. Okay, keep going. There's a mist warrior. 19 experience. Still a dwindling number. Okay. Mist champion. 13 experience. Alright, and just south of the pyramid formation, which is right in the middle, is another question mark with another web of mist that blocks your way. It is slain. 19 experience, 64 experience in general. The last of this row anyway. Mist champion, 13 experience. Mist warrior. Finished with the battle wage, 13 experience. Small number of wandering foes remain. We're getting closer to the end. I pick up another glow, get another 16 XP to general. Alright, I've got to get 2 triangular things. Here's a web of mist along the rightmost of the third set. And it is slain. 19 XP and 64 experience to general. The web of mist, now hanging in tatters, shimmers brightly for several moments before vanishing. The passage ahead is now clear. The glow that enveloped your hands is now gone. Well, I better pick up a new one then. Just in case. Wait a minute. The mist has disappeared. Was there a message about that? Okay. And just south of... the three webs of mist we broke through, it comes to a point. which then ends in a corridor that goes east west and then turns north at the end. A web of mist woven out of thick weaving strands of grey fog spans the passage just ahead. You reach out to touch the strange web, only to discover it's an unyielding barrier. After studying the web for a few moments, you might head back north. Wait. There's a mist warrior. 13 experience. Another mist warrior. 13 experience. Wait, do I have the hand glow and I just forgot about it? Fight your way through the web of mist. Oh, no. Okay, maybe they just don't actually give you enough charges of that. Right, you know what? I'm going to check the wiki. Alright, looks like it just disappears. Oh, wow. Well, it's a 3+. It's not going to be, you know, tough to beat here, especially since its specials are so weak. I mean, it's just a wall. Most of the damage that I do is actually me doing it to myself by overstraining my muscles and falling over a bit. Okay. Fight my way through the web of mist. Quick combat. And as we get to round 100, we're halfway there. Keep going. We are living on a prayer. Take my hand. We will make it, I swear. Something, living on a prayer. Bash. Reach out for you, go into a battle wage. Stop blocking my path, it's very rude. Round 150. I go into another battle wage. Stop taking so long to die. I am angry about that. After 170 rounds, it is finally slain. 19 experience. I mean, they probably were. These webs of mist probably were defeatable by normal people, because I lost just 29 experience fighting them. Not 29. I was recovered 18, so 47 damage was done to me on the way down. Admittedly, it might be a bit lower without these enchantments of metal and devastation, which helped a bit, and the battle wage. But you take double as much damage. Yeah, you can get from it, and of course you can heal in combat if it comes to that, just, you know, using restoration. And 19 experience, 64 experience general. You could just bash through them. I'm pretty sure I did for a few of them, but it's a lot easier if you use the mists. The web of mist, now hanging in tatters, shimmers brightly for several moments before vanishing. Passage ahead is now clear. Okay, I'm on the south side of the dungeon. Let's make my way east. Question mark coming up. You're suddenly overcome by a powerful sense of disorientation. A split second later, you realise your surroundings have changed. You've been teleported. It's another mist warrior. It is slain, 13 experience. Very few wandering foes remain. Okay, let's make my way down again. Another mist warrior. Quick combat. 13 experience. Do I have to defeat mist champion? Quick combat. 13 experience. No wandering foes remain now. And those question marks along the southern edge have disappeared. So now I can get to where it suddenly they turn to the north, starting with the western side. Suddenly, a strange feeling comes over you, as if your energy is being slowly drained away. 4 points of your Neville Reserve has been drained away. Okay, let's make my way to the north. Your exploration along the passage comes to a sudden halt, as a dozen sword-wielding beings of mist rise out of the floor just ahead. The Sinister Legion, their blades of fog churning in their ghostly hands, drift swiftly and silently towards you. You immediately realise that these beings surround you. It is unlikely you'll be able to flee. So just going to bit of healing first. Hold your ground and engage the Mist Warriors. The fearsome legion of Mist Warriors quickly surround you, cutting off any chance you may have had to escape back along the passage. Undeterred, you bravely hold your ground as you prepare to engage the first of your vaporous foes. I probably quickly spring my way into the corner where at least they can only attack me from north and east, not north and south, which I really can't fight at the same time. It's north and east, I can do broad squashes with the spruce smasher and get them for wherever they come from me. But if some has come from the north and some has come from the south, unless you just keep spinning, you can't get them all. And of course, if you keep spinning and spinning, you'll get super dizzy. And then you'll vomit all over them. Because you spun too fast. And you got dizzy. Anyway. Begin combat with Mist Warrior 1 of 12. Slashes at you with its blade. Fog. Brutal blow for 11 damage. It is slain. I go into a battle wage. 9 XP. The being of mist begins to twirl and then rapidly disbands, separating to thin wisps of dark fog that drift off along the gloomy passage. With your heart pounding, you prepare to engage the next of your sinister foes. Just going to quick combat that. 9 XP. The being of mist begins to swirl, then rapidly disbands, separating into thin wisps of dark fog that drift off along the gloomy passage. Alright, I'm just going to quick combat my way through these. I mean, this is what quick combat is for combating quickly. Especially when you're fighting the same thing over and over again. And again, quickly realise that would get boring. Let's just put in an option to speed it up a bit. Of course, some people use quick combat when you're fighting something new and they miss out on the description of the specials and of how the enemy attacks you. You probably want to consider not doing that because you're missing out on content. There's number 9, which turns into 9 XP. And 10 also turns into 9 XP. It wasn't 9 because it was 9. With your heart pounding, you bravely engage the last of the Mist Warriors. Just going to fight this manually. Slashes you with his blade of fog. It is slain. 9 XP. The being of mist begins to twirl and rapidly disbands, separating thin wisps of dark fog that drift off along the gloomy passage. 256 experience to general. You spend several moments recovering from the brutal fight and check over your equipment. At last, eager to resume your exploration of this level, you once again set off along the dark corridor. You're at the northern end. I went north. You're standing at the northern end of the wide passage. A raised slab of black stone stands against the north wall. Lying at the top of the raised slab is a large copper and iron arm. The weighty metal part looks to be the size of the arms of the mechanical ogres you've encountered elsewhere in the labyrinth. Alright, take the large metal arm. Despite its considerable bulk, you're surprised to discover that the metal arm is nearly weightless. I have a large metal arm. Don't know what I'm going to do with that. Hopefully I won't make a statue, because that will certainly come to life and try to kill me. This large metal arm, made out of copper and iron, appears to be the same size as the arms you've seen attached to mechanical ogres that wander the labyrinth. Despite its size, the metal limb is almost weightless. With the large arm now in your possession, you once again set off to resume your exploration. It's not weight, but where do I put it? It's large. Where do I put this arm? Do I have a little cart behind me? No, I have a... Yeah, let's just assume it's... Yeah, magic! Okay, let's go south and check out the east side. Oh, 5 Neville Reserve was drained away. More Mist Warriors. Just another dozen of them. I'm just going to fight them like the first one. Keep going. That's 2. There's 3. Just going to go through these quickly. And there's 5. And 6. And 7. 8. 9 and 10. This is the Promontorate coming up. And here we go, the last Mist Warrior of this dozen. Quick combat that. 9 XP. It swirls and disbands. 256 experience the general. You spend several moments recovering from the brutal fight. Several moments recovering from the brutal fight, not minutes. It wasn't that brutal a fight. And checking over your equipment. At last, eager to resume your exploration of this level, you once again set off along a dark corridor. Quick healing. Alright, and north is... You're at the northern end of a wide passage. A raised slab of black stone stands against the north wall. Lying on top of the raised slab is a large copper and iron arm. The weighty metal part looks to be the size of the arms of the mechanical ogres you've encountered elsewhere in the labyrinth. Take the large metal arm. Despite its considerable bulk, you're surprised to discover a mechanical arm is nearly weightless. With the large arm now in your possession, you once again set off to resume your exploration of the labyrinth. Okay, can I just go to the next floor then? Alright, there's the inverted pyramid formation of 10 skulls. Place your hand in the impression. You place your hand into the hand-shaped impression, just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression. Fleeting moment, the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 192 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorns its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has been unlocked. Alright, we're at past now, so I'm just going to go there. Go to floor 7. So I can make my way back to floor 1. Because then I'll be on an up glyph, so I'll be able to go all the way up. It's a little odd trick. You can go down to go up. Alright, Eastern Impression. Leaving Wackner's Mad. Alright, so in the next episode we'll see whatever it is that's on floor 7. What will it be? Well, you'll find out then, or if you play the game yourself. Although if you've not played yet, I'll probably put out the next episode before you get to floor 7 yourself, because this is a really big game. But anyway, until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.